This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll from the partially collapsed condominium building in Surfside, Florida has risen to 18 after authorities said six more bodies, including two children, were found in the rubble on Wednesday. Officials said 147 people are still missing, but they remain hopeful of finding survivors. State authorities have asked for another search and rescue team to help find them. About half of the 12th floor, 136-unit condominium building collapsed last Thursday. Since then, rescuers have slowly picked their way through the rubble using cranes, infrared scanners, and dogs. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Surfside later today. Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are searching for 11 people still missing after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of Bali in rough seas, killing at least seven others. Dozens of survivors were plucked from the water Tuesday evening after the ferry, carrying 57 passengers and crew, went down at the western end of the Holiday Island. It was unclear what caused the accident. Marine accidents are common in Indonesia, an archipelago of more than 17,000 islands, where many use ferries and other boats to travel despite poor safety standards. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers were injured fighting that day, watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines, just two Republicans voting yes with Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week says she would have preferred an independent panel to lead the inquiry, but Senate Republicans blocked that. Via remote, this is VOA News. The premier of the Australian state of New South Wales urging people in Sydney and surrounding areas to reduce their movements. 24 more cases were recorded on Thursday. The premier warned the lockdown could fail if residents don't minimize their activities. On Wednesday, the Queensland and Western Australian state governments advised people under the age of 40 not to take the AstraZeneca vaccine because of the risk of a rare blood clotting disorder, despite the shots available to all adults. Australians have a choice of only two vaccines, and locally manufactured AstraZeneca is more plentiful. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday during a virtual meeting with governors that Western states vulnerable to wildfires and suffering from drought amid the extreme heat here in the U.S. are to receive more help from the federal government. Biden said federal firefighters would get a boost in their minimum wage and be kept on the job as long as needed beyond the traditional wildfire season. Because of climate change, battling wildfires is no longer a seasonal job. The president said it's a year-round mission. Bill Cosby, back home in his suburban Philadelphia home after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned Cosby's sexual assault conviction, allowing him to be released from prison. Cosby, who is 83, served nearly 3 years after being found guilty of drugging and violating a Temple University sports administrator, Andrea Constan, at his suburban Philadelphia home back in 2004. Attorney Lisa Banks says that while Cosby's release from prison Wednesday didn't change the facts of the case, it felt like a setback for the Me Too movement. The Prime Minister Imran Khan Wednesday denounced as idiocy his country's past policy of becoming a frontline state in the U.S.-led war against terrorism in Afghanistan, blaming the policy for the persistent security and economic challenges facing Islamabad. Khan again ruled out the possibility of providing Pakistani bases to the U.S. military for counterterrorism strikes in Afghanistan following the planned withdrawal of U.S. troops from neighboring country after nearly two decades. Speaking Wednesday, Khan criticized President Biden's unexpectedly fast-paced troop withdrawal, simultaneously asking Pakistan to use its leverage to push the Taliban to the negotiating table to find a political settlement to the war. By remote, Michael Brown, VOA News.